So what's the whole deal?
Are you there?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay, just give me one moment here.
Hi, Rico. This is Gail. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you're busy this afternoon.
I'm very busy every day.
But it sounds like you're able to take on more work, though.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So, Rico, what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions that you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan works for you and the plan works for us, we'll move forward and we'll get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I was doing a little looking, researching you online here, and then looking at Maria's notes. Looks like you don't currently have a website. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that may be something we can help you with. So the reason Maria sent you over to me, we've been calling the area today looking for one company that we could partner with for the available listing we had on first page of Google under electrical services for Deming. And she found you, so she thought you made a good fit and sent you over to me so we could talk about details. Now, looks like you've been in business for about 13 years.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then now, Rico, I noticed you have an Angie's listing here. Is that a current or a past listing?
What?
I see an Angie's Home Advisor page here. Is that a current listing or is that something that's in the past?
No, we're not doing business with them.
Okay. Was there something that didn't? Oh, go ahead, please.
No, they were charging me for stuff that we were not even doing. I was not even accepting the contract or opening the calls or whatever, and they were charging me anyways, you know.
Oh, wow.
So they've
wow.
been taking money out of my account for the past 2 years without me noticing, you know.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. I've heard that story many times. I understand how you feel, definitely. And, you know, we've had clients come over from there who've felt the same way. And what they found was because we're able to get you on that first page of Google so that right when someone is searching for the services that you offer, you're right there in front of them in that moment and they can simply click and call you directly. So that's what we specialize in is placing you on the first page right in that map section, which I'm sure you've seen before, right, Rico? You've seen the map section on Google when you do a search. Perfect. So that's where we want to place you. And that's something that we do for our partners. And, I'll check also while we're chatting to see if I've got a tech opening, to set up a website for you. We don't do websites for the general public, but typically for our new partners, we do if it's something that you need. So I'll check on that. And, so a big difference between what you would have experienced over at Home Advisor and Angie's is that, first of all, the calls are all going right to you. And then the other thing that will happen, Rico, once we get you all set up today, is I will close down the electrical services category for Deming. And then I also close that down for a 50-mile radius around you. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or partnered with any of your competitors. So it is an exclusive listing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. excuse me. Now, I also, let me see, you do have a Google Business profile that I see out here. Did you know that it shows you as closed on your Google Business profile?
Yeah.
Why would they show you as closed?
I don't know.
Do you know? Okay.
You know, because they were. But they still find me on Google. You know, people are still finding me on Google with my number.
I see. Okay. Well, and that Google business profile is something we can get cleared up for you, too, so that it doesn't show your company is closed anymore. There's no charge for us to do that. And, of course, you know there's no charge for the Google listing. So, so then we operate on a month-to-month basis. We don't lock you into a contract at all. So everything is strictly month-to-month. We intend to have to earn your business month in and month out in order to keep you as a client. Now, let me ask you, how much more business do you think you can take on, Rico?
Well, I don't advertise. You know, I've been working for 13 years in the area, so everybody knows me. People
sure.
that start new stuff, they don't know me. People that are coming from out of state or whatever, they don't know about it, you know, so...
Right. They can't find you probably unless they know your company name if they're moving in from out of state. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's definitely something being on the first page of Google will help with is catching some of those out-of-staters that are coming in. That way you're right there in the moment when they're looking for you, or I should say your services, and then they'll find you. You've got good reviews. Clearly you've got a good reputation in the area. So let me grab my pricing for you, Rico. Now, being that you've been in business for over 13 years, you said?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, perfect. So I can apply a legacy business discount, meaning that you're a preferred company for us to partner with because you've been in business for as long as you have and you've got a great reputation and can take on more clients. So I can go ahead and apply a discount there, and I'm actually going to throw another one on top of this. We've got a 4th of July special going on this week. One quick question I forgot to ask you, Rico. Are you on Facebook?
No, I don't.
Okay. Even on a personal page?
But on page? No, I haven't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. So that's all right. We don't need to worry about Facebook. So, I just got a message back from my tech. Okay, perfect. So we do have tech openings. So we can build a website for you, Rico. So it'll be right from the get-go. It'll be Google compliant and optimized, and it'll be all about Rico's Electrical Enterprises. And all of the services you offer, your own photos, your contact information. And then we'll also place a tool on there so that you can see how many clicks and phone calls you're getting and where those searches were performed from. Okay.
Uh-huh. So,
all right. Yeah, and there is no charge. Yeah, absolutely. So for the website, there is no charge. It's about a $300 value, but it won't cost you anything. We'll build it and host it. So to do that local programming and get you to show on that first page, Deming, we would be, with your discount, we would be at $249 a month. And then there's just a one-time $99 setup fee. And then, of course, that goes away. That goes to cover programming and content creation. So then you're just looking at the $249.
Thank you guys. All right. Go ahead.
No problem. So, you good, Rico?
I think we already talked. I think we talked about it a couple, maybe last year, 2 years ago about it.
Are you talking to me,
right?
Rico? You know, there are a lot of companies out there that claim to be able to put you on the first page of Google. So it wouldn't surprise me if another company had called you in the past. We're a Google Premier Channel partner, and we've been in business for 17 years. So you would just have that straight $249 a month, no click fees, call fees, or lead fees, and everything is strictly month to month. we intend to have to earn your business month in and month out. So we don't lock you into a contract. And we'll get that website built for you. We'll also do that local programming to have you appear on that map section on the first page so those out-of-towners can find you. Now, sounds like something that would help grow your business, doesn't it, Rico?
Oh, okay. I'm driving right now, so if I lost the call, you can call me back.
Okay, no problem. So this sounds to me like something that would really help grow your business, right, Rico?
Yeah.
Like okay.
I never advertise and stay super busy.
Sure, but it's not. It's never too late to start.
Yeah. So how do we
and
do
then
that?
You
guys, is that the cheapest you can go, or?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Is that the lowest price you guys have, or?
Yes, I applied your legacy business discount and our 4th of July discount for you. So I actually got it down by let me look at the right section here. So we got it down by almost $200 a month for you off of normal retail. So yeah, we got you a pretty good deal. Definitely. And then, so once we get you all set up, we'll get that website built for you. We'll get you on the first page of Google. And then in addition to Google, we'll get you featured out on all destinations. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different destinations. And that'll ensure that those out-of-towners that are moving in can find you too by getting you out to all those destinations. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So,
yes, sir. You had a question.
Yeah, so how do we do that? You guys collect with a credit card or?
Yes, we do. So I can get you set up. Shall we go ahead and do that and grab this listing for you so those folks can start finding you?
Well, let me get to my house. I don't got none of my credit cards right now because our house burned up last week.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
So
what?
I don't have none of my information on my card.
Okay. Are you close to, you said you had to get to your house. How far away are you? It'll take us a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like
30
minutes away from the house.
Okay. All right.
Can you call me in 30 minutes?
I can try to do that. Yes. The only thing I'm concerned about is it is an exclusive listing. And we've been calling the area today looking for that one company like yours. And so right now, my team has stopped looking for someone for this listing. So I'm afraid when we disconnect, they'll start calling again. Is there anybody at home?
How much money do you need to start it?
Certainly. Today is $348. And that's, so $249 for your first month, and then the one-time $99 setup fee. Can you drive just a little faster? It'll take us a few minutes of just me getting information from you, things that you will already have in your head.
I'm going to get pulled over, and then I'll get my license revoked, and then we're going to
be out of business. They do that in New Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
my goodness. Okay. What are you thinking, Rico?
We got a lot of expenses now with the house burning down, so try to avoid more expensive. I mean, the business, but.
But then you need more business to pay for than a new house, right?
Yeah.
And new furniture for your wife. She'll want new furniture, you know.
Yeah, we have to buy everything now, so.
she's probably shopping already. She's going, woohoo, I get new furniture.
No, not yet. Everything had insurance, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, Rico. I shouldn't do this because I just don't want this listing to slip away from you. You said you're about a half hour from home?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this something that you definitely want to go ahead with?
Yeah, I guess. Like I said, okay. I don't advertise, but I mean, it'll be a good thing now, I guess, to be in the website.
Right.
So that's the least of, do you guys go lower in the price or no? In the monthly or no?
That's the best I can do, I'm afraid. I've got it cut down to the bare bones for you with the discounts that I've put on there.
But you told me the discounts before you give me the price, so.
So you bet. I can break those out for you. So let's see. Our normal retail is $399 a month. So I got $100 off for a legacy business discount, and then I got another $50 off for you for the 4th of July. So we've got two of them on there for you.
Okay.
And I'm afraid they won't let me add any. They won't let me add any more discounts.
Can we do checking or no?
Can we do what?
With a checking account.
Let me see if I can do that. Let me look at something real quick. I can do check, I think. Let me just double check on that. Take me just a second. I'm checking with my guy over in finance. So don't look like you're on the phone. I don't want you to get pulled over. Okay. He says, no, we don't have any way to take check, unfortunately. So it would have to be MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover. Is there anyone at home that could get your card for you just when we need the number? And then we could conference that person in. I can take the number down, then they could get back off the phone.
Let me see. Hold on, let me answer this call and ask my wife. She already got the card. Don't can't come with me.
Okay.
If you lost the call, come here.
What was that, Rico?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, Rico. I'm here.
Okay. No, it was not her.
Oh, okay. Would you like me to, I can dial her in conference.
Can I give you a car number and then you guys run it in the morning? Because I think I already got it, but I need to go set it up and activate it.
Gotcha. Well, let me see. I can do that, yes.
Hold on.
Sure.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, one moment. Okay, I'm ready. Is it Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover, hon?
It's Visa.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
4259 4250 0850 0870 0270 1408 1408.
And then what's the expiration date, hon?
It'll be 626.
626. And the security code, please.
Do you need that one, or?
It's the three-digit code on the back. It's the CVV.
You're going to send me a receipt for this, or?
Yes, absolutely.
It'll be 7:30.
7:30. All right. And then your first name is Gerardo, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then last name, Rico. Is the company name on that card, Rico?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so phone number attached to that card, is that the number we're on, the 57594, whoops, sorry, 575-494-6332?
Yeah.
And then 65 Comanchero Road, Southwest, Deming, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
All right, 88030.
Yeah.
Okay, let me update that, and then I'm going to go back over here. So I do need to collect some more information from you. You won't need to be on your phone, or, well, I mean, I'll need to talk with you, but you won't need to look in your phone for now. Are you okay to do that while you drive?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. You just let me know if at some point you need to set the phone down or... Okay. Uh-huh. Rico, what is your email address, please?
Rico's, R-I-C-O-S, electric, yahoo.com.
Electrical, I'm sorry, what was that?
No, Rico's, R-I-C-O-S, electric, altogether, yahoo.com.
Okay. Perfect. All right, got it. Thank you. So I am going to send you two emails. You don't have to look at them now. They're both informational. The first one is our dashboard and analytics, which I hadn't explained to you yet. There, you'll receive a login for an area that you can go to see how many clicks and calls you're getting. And then the next one is the exact price and package that I quoted you. I do want you to have that in writing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And both of those are on the way. Does that email address go to your phone, Rico?
Excuse me?
Does that email address go to your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. If you could just let me know when they ping in so I know they made it.
Yeah, I got them.
Wonderful. All right. And then I've got the business name as Rico's Electric Enterprises. Is there an LLC or Inc. behind that?
No, can you just put just Rico's Electric, or?
Yes, I can.
You have to be.
You got it. And then same street address, 65 Comanchero?
Yeah.
Okay, Deming, New Mexico, 88030. And the cell phone that we're on, is that also your business line?
Yeah, that's my business.
Perfect. I'll update that. And then I'm going to send you three text messages. Don't need to look at them now, but I want you to have them in your phone. So the first one is my direct contact information. I am the lead on your account. So if you have any questions or problems, you can always reach out to me. And then the next text is our customer service department. And then finally, the next one is a short YouTube video tutorial on that dashboard and analytics. And all three of those are on the way to you. And then the next thing we, next thing we need to do, Rico, is schedule your onboarding call. So we block out an hour for this call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And this is the call that kicks everything off. So do you have anything available tomorrow or Friday?
I'm all booked for the rest of the week.
Okay. Should we look at, let's see, it's 4th of July. Should we look at Tuesday?
Yeah, we all book up next week, too.
Oh, my goodness. So, let me look here. You're on Mountain Time. That might actually save us. So, I could do as early as 8 a.m., this is for your onboarding call. So what they'll do is they'll go through quality control, make sure I collected everything accurately, and get you your login to the dashboard, show you how to upload photos for us. It usually only takes about a half hour, but we do block an hour for that call. And I could do... Oh, okay, no problem. Let me make a note here. And what is her name, Rico?
Liz.
Could you spell that for me, please?
L-I-Z.
L-I-Z. Oh, okay, that was easy. And what is her phone number?
Her phone number will be... Hold on.
Sure.
1798. Is that right? Oh, if that's an answer, you guys can call me.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And let me grab that. So I'm just going to do a little copy and paste. So you keep your eyes on the road. there we go. And then, Rico, it sounds like you're bilingual. I heard you speaking Spanish to your workers.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to list that here. That way, they can list that on your website as a plus also.
Okay.
And still doing some copy and paste, so we're still good here. Okay. And then, so we do need to set a day and time for that. Could we do Tuesday? Could we do 8 o'clock on Tuesday for your onboarding call? Okay.
That's fine.
All right, let me get over to Tuesday. There we go. And I'll put that calendar appointment in here, and then I will have another email on its way to you, but we can handle that once you get stopped. And not by the coppers. We don't want you stopped by the coppers.
Yeah.
That would be... A new story for me to tell, and I don't want to tell that one. So you just stay away from them, all right? Okay. Take me just a second to get this set up and in there, get you on their calendar. Okay. Perfect. Okay, Rico, so I do have another email on its way to you. You don't happen to have a passenger with you in the truck, do you?
What is it?
Do you have a passenger with you in the truck that they could touch a couple buttons for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could have them do that, or if you're comfortable, that's up to you. There's an email on the way to you. The subject line says Local Splash CIE. I'll need you to go ahead and hit the yes on that email when you open it up, please.
Okay, if we get...
Awesome. Thank you so much. Let me update that over on my end. Okay. This is all looking good. I'm just doing some double check as we go through here. Okay. And then website needed, yes. Okay, and then Rico, did you want to be able to use that call tracking to see how many clicks and calls you're getting from your site?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you said yes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to send you another link by text. This is informational on that call tracking. So that is on its way to you. And you don't need to do anything with that just yet either. Okay. And then which is preferred for you, phone, text, or email, Rico?
What is it?
Is it easier for you if we contact you by phone, text, or email?
Text is good.
Okay, perfect. And then I need to make a note here that we need to straighten out your Google business profile. Okay, got that note in there. So that all, let me see, one more time, make sure that all looks good. Okay, I'm happy with that. Do a couple more little updates here. Okay, and then, all right, so I've got all of the information I need for right now. Now, you said you need to activate that card when you get home.
What is it? I'm right here. Oh,
you're there already. Okay. Well, then, I will hold tight, and then we can actually do the last little bit, and then I won't need to bother you tomorrow.
Okay, give me 1 second.
No problem, Rico.
Okay.
All right, you all set?
Yeah.
Is that activated? I can go ahead and run it through?
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that. I'll give it a second to think, and then we'll do our voice verification. And that just takes a couple of minutes, and then I can let you back on your way. All right, perfect. So there will be an email on its way to you. That'll be your copy of your invoice. Let me know when you get that, and I'll walk you through it. But while we wait for that email to get there, we'll do the voice verification. So the voice verification is something that's required of us as Google Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, Rico, and for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Rico Electric.
Thank you. And please state your name and title in the business.
Gerardo Rico, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Couldn't hear that.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Thank you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, June 29, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a flat $249, which is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, surcharges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 29th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support 3 days prior to the billing date after August 29th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And then that last email you got should say either welcome to Local Splash or Local Splash initial invoice. I think they changed it on me.
Oh, okay.
Did you find that one? So there
what
should be an... it should say either welcome to Local Splash or Local Splash initial invoice. Perfect. If you could open that and hit the accept button. And then it'll ask you to type your name. And then let me know when it gets you to a login.
What was the one you were saying? I don't see it. Welcome Splash, okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, and then?
Yep, just hit the accept button, and then it'll ask you to type your name.
I don't see anything.
Oh.
Oh, after your dashboard?
Yes. Did it take you to that? Okay, perfect. Let me look. So if it took you to a login, you don't have that yet. They'll give that to you on Tuesday. Let me give it a second. No, that's okay. They'll give that to you on Tuesday during your onboarding call. Okay.
Okay.
It hasn't updated yet on my end, But that's okay. Give it one more try here. All right. No, it didn't want to update yet on this end. I'll wait for it a minute to come through, and if it doesn't make it, I will just have them collect that from you on Tuesday when you talk.
Okay.
Sound good? All right. Well, okay. Welcome aboard, Rico. You are all set, and let me welcome you to the local Splash family. We're glad to have you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You bet. You have a good 4th of July weekend, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.